Welcome, hustlers, players, and squares. You are now tuned in to the W. James Dennis Podcast. All game, all the time. Soak it up and learn to play. Visit WJamesD.com. And now, the mic's all yours.
Welcome, welcome to the W. James Dennis Podcast. Yes, we are back at it again. Got another Ask a Hustler question for you. Briefly, if you have yet to sign up for the Uncommon Sense Advisor, it's basically a newsletter, you can go ahead and go to my website. That is WJamesD, just the letter D.com. Click on the Free Stuff tab. And you can go ahead and sign up for the Uncommon Sense Advisor. It's basically a newsletter. You'll get some game reports. We go into some symbolisms of the game if you're interested. We have some business stuff in there coming on the way. And you know, basically just go ahead and chop up game. And I should share a lot of higher level game in there if that's your thing, if you're interested. So again, just go to www.wjamesd.com. And click on that Free Stuff tab and you can sign up there. I urge you to do so. Today, we're going to get into some business game. I haven't really been talking about business too much lately, but I'm really glad. This is an excellent question. And basically, the question is, why is my business not making a profit? And they really want some help with this. Now, like I said, this is a great question. I often find that people with the most desire, we call it that spark, people with the most desire have the hardest time accepting a few realities about business and how it really works. Now, this question is coming from somebody who kind of has a startup. They've been in business, I want to say, a little over 6 months. So I'm going to be attacking this question from that angle. So just follow along with me, all right? Now, in doing that, this probably will help a lot of people out there who are still kind of on the fence about starting their own business, or even those that are in a similar situation. They're, you know, usually within their first year, maybe even 2 years, and they're also kind of struggling with maintaining a consistent profit in their business. So I'm about to give you some serious business game. Now, these are things that I've personally learned and that I've seen others use. So this information works, and I will guarantee you that what I'm about to say, a lot of you have never heard before. Briefly, the problem with a lot of business books, a lot of courses, and materials is they don't teach you what you really need to know. They teach you about all the legal stuff, the legal aspect of business. They teach you about marketing. They teach you about advertising. They teach you about finding your market or your niche market. They teach you about pricing and positioning. They teach you about timing. They teach you about branding. They throw in some inspirational quotes, a few stories. Then they send you on your way. Now, all that information is needed. I'm not belittling that in any way whatsoever. But let me tell you a secret. All that information is important. But this is not the information that you need to know first. People teach business to you backwards. You need to know everything I listed earlier, everything I said, but that is not what you need to know first. Okay? So let's cover just the sheer basics. What do you need to know first? Number one, you need to fully understand that when you're in business, you're playing a game. And what game is that, James? You're playing a game of survival. Your business must survive. You feed, clothe, and shelter your body. All right? We need air to breathe. On a parallel, your business needs cash flow or it will die. Your business must be able to stand up against the good times. It needs to stand up against bad times. It needs to be able to stand up with profits and losses. Now, here's something that no one ever tells you, and I want you to listen carefully, okay? Are you ready? Listen, as a home-based or small business, your business is not separate from you. Your business is not some separate entity sitting off to the side somewhere, right? If you're a home-based business owner or a small business owner, you are your business. Your business is an extension of you. What does that mean, James? To keep this as simple as I possibly can, you must realize that your business must reflect you. You have to infuse your personality into it, right? You have to infuse your personality into your business. It needs to include your humor. It needs to include your vision. It needs to include your perspectives on the world. Why? Because when people see your business, the key word here is your. When people see your business, they need to see a reflection of you. Stop letting other people dictate what professionalism means. Now, I'm not saying you shouldn't present your business in a certain way. That's not what I'm saying. What I am saying is all professionalism means is status, character, and the standards you uphold. You need high standards, but those are just boundaries, right? You can do whatever you want to do without crossing those boundaries. Are you following me? As a small business or a home-based business, you have an advantage over what I call the big boys. I call them the big boys, right? Those older established companies, you have an advantage over them because you can present your products, or if you have a service, you can present your service in a way that they cannot do. Now, if you want to talk about marketing, you want to talk about branding, this is marketing and branding. People must connect with you first and your business second. People are tired of the same. They're tired of the mundane. People want interesting and they want different. People want to be heard. You know, we learn this in the game. All right? People want to be heard. Everybody wants to be heard. It's like when you call a customer service line and you have to listen to 5 minutes of recordings, and you're pressing one, you're pressing four, and you're pressing three, and you have to go through all of this before you even get a chance to speak to someone. Now, most people want a more specialized personal service. Why? Because it's not the norm anymore. If you're my age, you used to be able to pick up the phone, press maybe one option to speak to somebody. Things aren't like that anymore. But people still want that. They want a special personalized service. People want you. Listen to what I'm saying. People want you. They want to know that you're listening to them. They want to know that you hear them. They want to know that you are concerned about them as customers. Let me repeat what I said earlier. I'm going to be doing a lot of repeating in this podcast, okay? But these are fine points that I really want you to take home with you, okay? So let me repeat what I said earlier. Your business must survive. Survival for a business equals cash flow, and cash flow comes from customers. Now that's simple, isn't it? So let's move on to number two, the second reality that we need to establish about business. The second reality is you have to understand that businesses they grow. They don't pop, you know, things in general in the world don't pop into existence out of thin air. Okay? A business is like taking care of a garden. This is the best analogy I can give you. All right? You have to find a good location that will get plenty of sunlight. You can equate that to your market. You have to prepare the soil. You have to plant the seeds. You have to water those seeds. And over time, those seeds will begin to grow. And even when they start to grow and those flowers start to bloom, guess what? You're not done. Right? Because that garden, you still have to go through the garden and you still have to pull weeds and you still have to keep pests off of your flowers, or that garden is going to die. It's going to get eaten up. Right? You have to cover that garden during harsh weather, and you have to protect them. And this is the same thing with your business. Things don't happen overnight. Things grow into existence. Businesses grow. Let me give you another analogy about growth. It's like you're standing on top of a mountain, right? And you take up some snow in your hand and you make this really small snowball, right? Then you roll it down the mountain, and as this snowball gains momentum, it's going to collect more and more snow. It gets bigger and bigger, and the next thing you know, you're looking at this huge boulder flying down the mountain. All right? Now, there's one more thing to this entrepreneurial thinking, and then I'll start getting deeper into the question. Now, me personally, for those of you who are not familiar with my story, I had two failing businesses. Two. Okay? Now, those first two businesses, neither one of those lasted more than 6 months. All right? Sad but true. You know, not only did I not know what I was doing, but I made the biggest mistake you can make with a small business. And that mistake was I didn't include me. I didn't include myself. If your business isn't making a profit most of the time, not all the time, but most of the time, especially if you're in the startup stage, which is a year or 2 years, most of the time it's because you're not including you. What do I mean by I'm not including you or include yourself? Listen, as an entrepreneur, you have to go first. Things don't happen in a vacuum. You have to go first. The mistake I made is that I didn't reach out. I just stood there with my hands out, waiting on someone to drop some money in it. And that's ridiculous. I didn't reach out. I didn't grab what I could. This is why this business failed, and it also failed because I didn't infuse my personality into my business. You know, now, at this age when I started these businesses, I wasn't really a shy person, but I wasn't fully comfortable with, I wasn't fully comfortable with talking with people, you know? And even worse, I was actually embarrassed to ask for money. Believe it. You know, I was embarrassed to ask for the sale. I was embarrassed to ask for the business. You know, it felt wrong to me to ask for money for products that I was providing. Now, if that isn't a warped, backwards frame of mind, I don't know what it is. You know, but I see this in so many people. And I went through it myself, so I understand it. Now, we all want to be viewed as sort of the good guy or the good girl. But let me say this to you. You will not succeed with this attitude. Not in business, you won't. Your business must be an extension of you, and it must survive. Your business needs cash flow. I'm not saying be unfair with your prices. I'm not saying cheat people or deceive people and penny pinch and nickel and dime people and try to get every last penny you can out of them. That's not what I'm saying, because if you do this, you'll kill your own business. A business can't survive like that. You'll end up with no customers. No customers equals no cash flow. And no cash flow equals dead business. You're going to have to bury it. Start over. We don't want that. So, this is what I want you to get. As a business owner, you are a producer. You are not a consumer in that role, in that business role. You are a producer. Right? You are tapping into what keeps a capitalistic society running. Now, at least on a very basic level, you are, right? And for a capitalistic society to continue to run, money needs to be exchanged for goods and services. Stop letting other people make you feel bad about promoting your business and promoting yourself. Now, you don't want to overdo it, but damn, do it. How many commercials do you see a day if you watch television? How many billboards do you pass by while you're driving? How many ads do you see while surfing the web? How many ads on the internet have you seen today before you came to this website and listened to this podcast? How many advertising messages and marketing messages do you see a day? Right? If you are an owner of a smaller home-based business, You know, you got to understand that there are other people out there that are busy. They are reaching. They're grabbing. They're not sitting there with their hands out. They're not sitting there waiting. Listen to me. Create. Don't wait. Create. Don't wait. You understand that? When you're a business owner, a home-based business owner, or a small business owner, it's all about you. Not like, hey, I'm all that, right? But the clear realization that nothing happens, nothing is going to happen unless you make it happen. Period. Simple. Now, when my first two businesses failed, did I stop? No, I didn't. Why? Because I was determined. I never gave up. I knew that if I saw other people doing it, that I could do it. Right? And the same thing with you. You see other people doing it, you can do it. Let's get into reality. In the beginning, business is slow, but you need to keep reaching, and you need to keep reaching, and you need to keep reaching, and this builds momentum. It's like I said earlier, I gave you the analogy of that snowball tumbling down the mountain, right? Another reality I need you all to face. You are going to make mistakes. You have to bounce back from these mistakes. You're going to miss opportunities. You're going to fail. You're going to fall down. You're going to get frustrated. You're going to feel like no one's listening or no one's paying attention. Sometimes you're going to feel like all your efforts aren't producing anything. You're not going to see any results. And on top of that, when you do get customers, you're going to get asshole customers. You're going to have people say that they want to help you. But in the end of all this back and forth and all this, how they were running their mouth, they end up doing nothing. Now, I've experienced all of this. Every business owner I know has experienced all of this. And if you're in business or looking to get in business, you're going to experience all this yourself. This is a reality. I'm not trying to discourage you. I'm keeping things real with you. Right? But let me tell you this. All what I just said is normal. Again, I don't know any business owner that has not been through all that stuff I just said. And a lot of business owners still go through that. It's normal. This is a reality of business. Grow up, accept it, and keep going. Stay in motion. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of people go through this, especially in the startup phase, and it's because you're learning. Business is a set of many skills, and you have to learn them all, or at least find somebody that can fill in your weak spots if you can. But you want to learn as much about business as you can. So when I teach business, I teach skill sets first. Now, that's important because it's the skill sets that will mentally prepare you to deal with what's coming ahead. Marketing, advertising, pricing points, business locations if you have a brick and mortar startup, and accounting, taxes, I can go on and on and on. All that stuff is important. Again, I'm not belittling that. You need to be informed about those things. But all that doesn't mean anything if you go into business completely blind and without the proper mindset. I've done it before, twice. I've seen other people do it. I still see people do it. And you know the results of that? Every one of those businesses fail. Every last one. You can't get something for nothing. You must give in order to receive. Again, we learned this in the game. All right? And you must give in order to receive. This applies to life as well as in business. Add yourself to your business. Go first. Money should not be the main driving force of your business. I said this in another podcast, right? Yes, you're in business to make money, but understand this, money is an effect. You have to know the causes to produce that effect. Money is a side effect of doing certain things in a certain way. One of those causes that can produce the effect of having a profitable business is you. You have to learn to be more proactive instead of reactive. Listen to me. You are not an employee. Not as a business owner, you are not. You are no longer an employee. There is nobody telling you when you can go to lunch, when you can take a vacation, when you're going to get paid. None of that is there. There's nobody but you. You cannot be in business with an employee mindset. You need to get in the hustling mindset. You need to get in the entrepreneurial mindset. And I repeat what I repeated earlier. Create. Don't wait. Now, yes, it is true. If your business is not making a profit, there are many, many factors to consider. But the biggest factor is you. Please listen to me on this one. You have to trust me on this one. I know what I'm talking about. There is always so much more you could be doing. There are small tweaks and fixes and adjustments that you can make that will help increase your business's overall profitability. But none of that matters. None of it matters. If you, a key word again, you, none of that matters if you don't learn it and you don't do it. I once spoke with a young lady and she had this idea and she wanted to turn into a business. I won't really go into what the idea was, but it was a good idea. I'll be honest. Now, like most people, she was excited. She always wanted to go out there and do her own thing. She started out enthusiastic. She was pumped up. But when the reality hit, she froze up and she began to retreat. She stopped moving. She stopped being in motion. And I was talking to her, trying to determine, let's get to the root of her problem so we can solve it, so she can kind of get the ball rolling again, get that momentum rolling again. But she had excuse after excuse after excuse. Now, did she have those excuses when she first started her business? No, she didn't. They came after, about 4 months into her business. 4 months into a startup is nothing. A year into a startup is nothing. You can go through a whole year, 2 years, 3 years in a business, a startup from nothing, and not see a profit, And she lost that momentum. She lost that drive. She got very discouraged. So she killed her own business. She strangled the life out of it. The image that she had in her mind didn't match reality. And truthfully, when I started, neither did mine. My images that I had in my head, they didn't match reality. Business is not what many of you have been led to believe. It's not this mystical, magical, holy grail of freedom. For every one success story, there are thousands who have failed. I know. Personally, I know this. All right. So when I look at a lot of startups, because, I do consultation. So when I look at a lot of startups, I can point out hundreds of things they're doing wrong. But if they have what, we call the spark in the game, what we call a spark, I know they'll eventually make it because they have the mental fortitude. There's nothing like the journey you take when you start doing something for yourself, but you have to make the steps, you have to walk. No, there's no one's pushing you. There's nobody holding your hand. There's no one saying, don't take that road there. You want to make a left here. You want to go straight here. You don't want to go over there. You need to make a right here, right? It's just you. There's nobody else out there but you. Day to day, grinding. It's just you, right? You're in the trenches by yourself. You're going to have help every now and then. But for the most part, it's just you. So I want you to listen to this because this is very, very important. Listen to this. Recognize your mistakes. Correct your mistakes and improve. When you improve, your business will improve. I'm going to repeat that. recognize your mistakes, correct your mistakes, and improve. Because when you improve, your business will improve. When you have a small business, when you have a home-based business, your business is a reflection of you. Understand that. I talk a lot about business. I do speaking engagements about the subject. You know, and I speak about it, and everybody is there taking notes. What are they taking notes on? They're taking notes on tactics. They're taking notes on strategies. But when I say what I just told you, no one writes that down. No one writes that down. And that's one of the most important things I could ever say to you. It's priceless. If you've been in business for less than a year, maybe going on 2 years, what I just said is priceless to you. What I just said is what's going to help take your business to the next level if you stay in it. If you keep grinding. Right? Everybody wants to race to the finish line. This is natural. It's a natural human inclination. But you can't race to the finish line if you have a weight tied to your ankle. And this weight tied to many of you all's ankle is the way you've been taught to look at business. And let's keep it real. The way we've been taught to look at the world in general. It's holding you down. It's weighing you down. If your business is struggling, if you have a startup and your business is struggling, then you need to start looking at yourself. What you're doing and not doing. And you need to identify those problems, correct those problems, and you need to work on them to the best of your ability. Now, everything I just said probably is not the answer you were looking for, or many of you thought that the answer was, but it's the truth, plain and simple. I can't get it any more simple. Now, before I close this out, just briefly, one more thing. If you can recommend something to a friend or a relative, you can be successful in business. That same passion you have and enthusiasm you have when you recommend a restaurant, a movie, when you recommend a store to shop at, when you recommend a pair of shoes, a pair of clothes, all that talk and excitement you have, when you finally get a new cell phone or whatever it is, this is the same passion and enthusiasm you should have about what you're doing. I'm going to repeat what I said earlier in this podcast. You have to go first. As a small business owner, you are the heart and soul of your enterprise. Period. Never be afraid to share that. Everyone is not going to accept it. Don't worry about those people. Worry about those that do accept. You're gonna see and gonna experience and going to run into haters. Dodge the haters and get yours. Forget them, man. Stay hungry. Keep grinding. Realize this. Not everyone wants what you have to sell. Just like you don't want what everyone else has to sell. Don't focus on those that don't want what you have. If they've made it clear they don't want what you have, don't focus on them. Spend that time and energy focusing on those that do want what you have. And what does this attitude do? It separates you from the pack, and it generates, if done properly, it generates free word of mouth advertising for you. And word of mouth advertising is the best advertising that money cannot buy. If you create the right experiences for your customers, they will recommend you, just like you recommend other people's products and services, because it's hard to find people that are reliable, that are dependable, and that stand behind what they do. But if you do it, you separate yourself from those that don't do it. If nothing else I've said in this entire podcast made any sense to you, then please take that with you. okay. Almost everything I've talked about gets you over the biggest hurdle. And I know I spit out a lot of information. A lot of it seemed kind of, I was all over the place. And I understand that. But without going and making this an hour-long, two-hour-long course, I just have to give you little tidbits, okay? So everything I've talked about on this podcast does this, right? It gets you over the hurdle when it comes to getting new customers. A business must survive. A business needs customers because it needs cash flow. So the biggest issue when getting new customers is one word, and that word is trust. Trust is always going to be a very big issue for you. All right? Potential customers or clients, depending on what you do, they have to trust you and they have to like you. If they trust you and they like you, those that are interested, again, not everybody's going to be interested, but those that are, they will do business with you. And even if they don't, just because they trust you and like you, they will bring other people to you that will do business to you. And that's what we want. Am I right? Again, another repeat from something I said earlier. Create. Don't wait. I hope you got that. Okay? This has been a long podcast. So if you have any questions about the game, got any questions about business, you got any questions about just life in general, get at me. All right? Email me. Email address is wjamesdennis@gmail.com. That's wjamesdennis@gmail.com. Okay? I hope you've enjoyed this podcast. We'll get at you later. Keep it moving. Keep it simple in the process. Always.